Hey guys, this is Dave Chen from SlashFilm.com. It's 8:15 in the morning local time on my last day at Sundance 2010. And I thought I'd record an audio blog to sort of talk about some of my final reflections on Sundance. This is going to be the last audio blog I do from the festival, and it's also the only audio blog that I'm doing alone. So I guess I want to start off by saying that I've always, you know, dreamed of what Sundance might be like since I had first heard about it when I was little, or whenever it first came into existence. In my mind, it was always this like magical place where all these amazing movies were shown and where things happened in the movie industry. And I think I can confidently say that that it has lived up to sort of what image I had of it. You know, every single day they show about six movies. It's possible to see about six movies a day while you're here. There's a lot of interesting things about Sundance that are really cool. As someone trying to cover Sundance, it's always a race against time because you need enough sleep so that you can watch all the movies. But at the same time, you also want to get coverage, like reviews and interviews, up onto your website or your publication as soon as possible. Couple that with the fact that if you do have coverage, it's very likely that the director or the producer or whoever will actually end up reading it. And so then you're always against the clock. Like, you know, you have very little time to actually write a review. But then when you're writing it, you'll know that you'll be one of the first people in the world to have written a review on it, and the director might actually read it. So there's all this pressure to write something of high quality while at the same time trying to see as many movies as possible while also trying to get sleep. It's a very difficult balancing act, and if I had sort of known how difficult it would be, I might have prepared a little differently. But speaking of, you know, being one of the first people in the world, there is something very magical about the fact that you can walk into a theater here, sit down, have a movie play, have it be really amazing, know that you're one of the first people in the entire world to see the film, and then have the director and the actors and the producers get onto stage afterwards and answer questions from the audience. I mean, there's just something magical about that sequence of events. And to be able to be part of that, to be able to participate in the audience, is just amazing. There's nothing else like it that I've ever experienced in my whole life. I mean, obviously, I've been to the Independent Film Festival of Boston before, you know, and that's an awesome festival that's growing. But Sundance is obviously sort of the king of film festivals. So I was very grateful to be able to participate in that. The atmosphere here is just pretty sort of amazing because of the way that it's there's just filmmakers everywhere, and they're, you know, celebrities and everyone, like, they're all mixed among the people. Sometimes, like, you know, the big ones, they obviously have handlers that are separate, that keep them separate from people such as myself. But, you know, a lot of people, they're just here to watch movies and to talk about them. And the sort of atmosphere that pervades the festival is one of movie love, and that's also really cool. One last thing is just that something that this Sundance Film Festival has impressed upon me is the importance of stories. You know, the documentaries here are the things that I like the most. I haven't seen a single documentary that I disliked, and oftentimes the documentaries, like, are unmarketable. Like, I don't think they'll make much money. You know, I don't think they can be sold to a major network. But nonetheless, the stories that they tell are remarkable. And you realize, like, without these documentarians to tell these people's stories, to spread them to the world, there might be no one. And there's just something profound and important about keeping the storytelling tradition alive through things like documentaries, about the sort of raw importance of just getting the word out there about whatever struggles or whatever joys that one is going through from all corners of humanity. I want to thank Peter Serretta from SlashFilm.com for making all of this coverage possible, and go to slashfilm.com to check out all the other coverage that we have from the Sundance Film Festival 2010. Thank you guys also for listening to all of these audio blogs, and I want to thank everyone who participated in these audio blogs. I know it was probably not the most comfortable thing, but I'm grateful that you were able to help me share your opinions and your thoughts with the world. This is Dave Chen signing out from Sundance 2010.